Mini test 3. 1. Computer science. Listen to a lecture in a computer science class.
Good afternoon, class. Last time we barely got started in our discussion about computer networks. Oh, and just to clarify, the last time someone asked if there was some magic number of computers that have to be connected in order to officially have a network. I looked it up and there's not really a single answer. But for this class, let's just say a network is two or more connected computers. Is that clear? Good. Anyway, today we'll be delving farther into this subject. We'll talk about two different networking methods, the local area network and wide area network. Most of you are probably familiar with local area networks, also called LANs. You'll find these in homes and small offices, and you probably use one in the campus library or even in your dorms. By definition, they basically only cover a small area. Local area networks are set up in different schemes, with the most basic involving two or more computers connected to a single server through an Ethernet or wireless connection. I'm seeing some confused faces. Remember, a server is the device that administers different services or resources to users on a network. For example, a server makes it possible for computers to transfer files to each other over a network, or it makes files accessible to anyone on the network. Are things a bit clearer now? Let's move on. Now, in the scheme I just described, all users are connected to the server. There are many other configurations which we'll encounter throughout the semester, but overall, LANs can be characterized by their relatively small scale, especially when compared to a wide area network. But the small scale of LANs also offers some benefits. For example, they are often faster, especially in terms of file transfer, and they are built with a leased line, which we'll discuss a little later in this lecture. What about wide area networks? In computer science, we usually refer to them as WANs. These make resources available on a much wider scale. What I mean by that is that a WAN can be used by people in other parts of the country or even the world. The best example of a WAN that I can think of is the Internet, which is easily the largest network in the world. WANs are built for many different purposes. They can be used by private organizations to link up smaller LANs to each other, or even by Internet service providers who use them to provide Internet access to users. The most common way to build a WAN is by using a leased line. A leased line is a connection between two sources that is used to provide not only networking services, but telephone and internet services as well. Since a WAN built with a leased line basically just connects two LANs, it is probably the most secure. But the thing is that leased lines are pretty expensive. To avoid this, some WANs are built using different methods, such as circuit switching or cell relay.
1. How does the professor organize the information about computer networks that he presents to the class? 2. Why does the professor mention the campus library? 3. What can be inferred about the speed of WANs? 4. The professor describes various ways in which LAN and WAN networks are used. For each example, indicate what type of network is utilized. Place a check mark in the correct box. Five. What does the professor imply about leased lines?